going to talk to our assembly of first pitches. The winner for table of four, this is Jelly. This is Leah Feldman. She's the first person ever to throw a first pitch out while holding a child. And she's throwing it to Chad for marriage. Wow, holding a baby! Up next, we got Brandon Walker, head chef at SA's Restaurant in Poughkeepsie. Earlier this year, we highlighted Brandon Walker's black-oriented home business spotlight program and had an excellent time learning more about his restaurant, its food, and more importantly, him. You got the last first pitch.
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down the left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone!
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome inside Heritage Financial Park, formerly known as Dutchess Stadium in Wappingers Falls, New York, as we get ready to play game number 8 and start our second week of this two-week road trip. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:05 scheduled first pitch tonight from Hudson Valley as your Brooklyn Cyclones, 11-19 on the year, take on the North Division leading Hudson Valley Renegades at 21-12. Cyclones looking to get back in the win column tonight after dropping three straight games to Wilmington Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Part of what made that so difficult was all three games Brooklyn lost in Wilmington's final at-bat. Walk-off wins for the Blue Rocks on Friday and Saturday before the Blue Rocks scored a run in the seventh to tie it and another run in the eighth to win it in the series finale on Sunday afternoon. The Cyclones trying to start this closer to home road series on a more positive note. Jeffrey Colon expected to make the start tonight for the Cyclones, 0-1, a 7.84 ERA. Gave up a season-high 7 runs in that last outing against the Wilmington Blue Rocks. Also gave up a career-high 11 hits in that ball game as the Cyclones fell in that contest to Wilmington in game two of the doubleheader by a final tally of 7-1. Joel Valdez, the left-hander, will get the ball for Hudson Valley tonight, 0-2, a 7.65 earned run average. Valdez has struggled through the early going on the season. Taking a look at some news with the Cyclones today. No changes to the active roster for Brooklyn, but the Cyclones did have some changes as Brad Malm and Justin Guerrera, a couple of infielders who had been on the Cyclones development list, were given their release from the New York Mets organization. That was earlier today. We wish the best of luck to Brad and Justin, and hopefully they latch on with another parent affiliate very soon. As both very, very kind young men, but that's unfortunately the stinky part of our industry, as releases do happen. And we wish the both of them the best of luck as they start the next chapter in their baseball and professional careers. We'll take a break here on the pregame show, but when we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups, and then first pitch, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Yankees and Mets, the Subway Series in South Atlantic League Baseball. Coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening to the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Oh. Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Back here in Wappingers Falls in New York, Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones pregame show, leading you up until our 6:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Managers exchanging lineup cards as we speak, and while they do that, let's take a look at those starting lineups. First, for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager. That is Chris Newell. Leading off and playing second base tonight is Kevin Kendall. Made the start in left field in the game on Sunday against Wilmington. Batting second behind the plate, Kevin Parada. Hitting third back in center field, Alex Ramirez. Made the start as the DH on Sunday afternoon against the Blue Rocks. Cleaning up tonight over in right field is Stanley Consuegra. Batting fifth over at first base is Jalen Palmer. Palmer had off in the game on Sunday against the Blue Rocks. Batting sixth in left field tonight, Omar De Los Santos. Joe Swazi reached base a couple of times on Sunday. He'll bat seventh and be the designated hitter for the Cyclones tonight. Mateo Gill had an RBI triple in the game on Sunday. He will bat eighth and be over at third base. And hitting ninth, playing shortstop, is Cesar Berbessi. On the mound for Brooklyn tonight, the right-hander Jeffrey Colon will make his first start of the season against the Renegades, and this is the Hudson Valley starting lineup he will go up against, put together by their manager. That is Sergio Santos. Leading off, playing center field, the Yankees' first-round pick from last year. That is Spencer Jones out of Vanderbilt. Eduardo Torrealba, start of the year at Double-A Somerset. He'll bat second and play second base this evening for the Renegades. Antonio Gomez, one of the Yankees' top 30 prospects, will bat third and be the designated hitter. Rafael Flores will clean up. He is behind the plate. Spencer Henson will bat fifth. He is at first base. Aaron Polensky has been red hot as of late for Hudson Valley. He will bat sixth and be in left field tonight. Batting seventh over at shortstop, a late add to the lineup today, that is Ben Cowles. Aldinas Sanchez will bat eighth. He is in right field. And Marcos Cabrera will bat ninth. He is at third base with the lefty Joel Valdez, scheduled to take the mound for the Renegades. Overcast skies in Wappingers Falls tonight, but a warm Tuesday evening as we get ready to play the second leg of this two-week road trip. Cyclones, after this week, will at long last return home to Coney Island to open up a six-game homestand and six-game series against the Winston-Salem Dash. It'll all start on Tuesday, May the 23rd. Be sure to mark those calendars, though, as that game will start at 6:05 Eastern time instead of the normal 7 o'clock first pitch from Coney Island. That in large part because of the game on Wednesday, May the 24th, when the Cyclones take on Winston-Salem. It'll be the first education day of the season for Brooklyn. And as a part of that, first pitch on Wednesday the 23rd. Wednesday the 24th, scheduled for 11:05 Eastern time. Renegades taking the field as we speak here from New York State. Get ready to play game number one of this six-game series between the Cyclones and the Renegades, the Yankees and the Mets, and South Atlantic League Baseball on this gorgeous Tuesday night. So Renegades on the field, Cyclones ready to come to bat. We will step aside here from Wappingers Falls. When we come back, we'll have first pitch, Renegades and Cyclones, game one of six, coming up here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Thank you, Keith. Hero from Hudson Valley and the Keith Rad Memorial Visiting Radio Booth and Coke Closet. We'll explain that in a little bit here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Yankees and Mets affiliates in the South Atlantic League, meeting for the first time this season. Joel Valdez warming up on the mound for the Renegades. Let's take another quick run through of the Cyclones starting lineup tonight. Leading off, playing second base, Kevin Kendall. Kevin Parada behind the plate will hit second. Alex Ramirez is in center field batting third. Stanley Consuegra cleans up in right. Jalen Palmer is at first base in the five hole. Omar De Los Santos bats sixth and left. Joe Swazi, the DH, in the seven hole. Mateo Gil bats eighth over at third base. And Cesar Berbessi rounds out the Brooklyn order, batting ninth. Playing shortstop, Joel Valdez on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. 6'4", 171 pounds. Just turned 23 last month from El Cebo in the Dominican Republic. Kevin Kendall will lead things off for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. Kendall ready, so is Valdez. The windup, our first pitch of the night, is a strike at 92, and we are underway at 6:06 Eastern Time. A lefty comes set by his waist. Now the 0-1, and Kendall takes up and in. It is one ball and one strike. Kendall, 1-for-5 playing in left field in the series finale on Sunday against the Blue Rocks, hitting a 191 on the year, and fouls that pitch back behind home plate. And the count moves to 1-2. Kendall, 13-for-68 at the plate, no homers, 8 RBI. The lefty, Valdez, comes set. Here's the 1-2. And Kendall pulls one on the ground to first. Fielded there by Spencer Henson. He'll take it to the bag himself. And the leadoff man retired for Brooklyn in the top half of the first inning. One up and one down. Here's the catcher, Kevin Parada. 1-for-3 with a walk on Sunday. Kevin hitting at 248, 2 homers, 9 RBI. The lefty, Valdez, set now the first pitch to Parada. And that one down and in. It is one ball and no strikes. Right now in Wappingers Falls, 78 degrees, according to AccuWeather. Real feel at 76, 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west-southwest. As the 1-0 to Parada up and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. American flag out in right center field, blowing straight out. The lefty comes ready, the 2-0. And Parada swings away, comes up empty on the off speed at 79. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Valdez, the lefty, making his 6th start of the year, 0-2, a 7.65 ERA. The lanky lefty is 2-1, and Parada swings and misses. Another breaking ball from Valdez, it is 2-2. Valdez, 22 hits allowed in 20 innings, 14 walks, 18 strikeouts. Took his 2nd straight loss last Tuesday in Aberdeen, gave up 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 hits in 4 innings. Here's the 2-2 to Parada, and he hits one in the air left center field. In it to his left, Polensky, called off to his right, the center fielder, Spencer Jones. And the Yankees' first-round pick from last year retires the Mets' first-round pick from last season. And there are 2 out in the top of the first inning. Brings up Alex Ramirez. Ramirez missed a couple of games in the Wilmington series, 0-for-3 with a walk on Sunday. Hitting at 262, a homer, 16 batted in. The lefty's first pitch, and Ramirez takes outside for ball one. Defensively for the Renegades tonight, left to right in the outfield, Aaron Polensky, Spencer Jones, and Al Denis Sanchez. Third to first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Ben Cowles, Eduardo Torrealba, and Spencer Henson. 1-0, and Ramirez takes a knee-high strike. It's 1-1. Rafael Flores doing the catching behind home tonight for the Renegades. Valdez holds the ball in his left hand behind his back leg as he gets the sign, the 1-1. And Ramirez takes down and in. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Chad Westlake, John Tyler Shaw is on the bases. 2-1, and Ramirez out in front of the off-speed. 80-mile-per-hour pitch from Valdez. It is 2-2. Valdez, fastball, slider, changeup, can also sink that fastball. Not an overpowering pitcher, fastball in the low 90, the 2-2. And Ramirez takes up and away. It's a full count. Bases empty, 2 out. Top half of the first inning. First 2 Cyclone hitters have been retired in order. Valdez ready. Back leg bent, front leg straight, the payoff pitch. And Ramirez strikes out swinging to end the inning. Got him on the off speed down. And Valdez retires Brooklyn in order on 15 pitches in the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of a half an inning. Brooklyn nothing. And the Renegades coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jeffrey Colon on the mound for the Cyclones tonight. Another quick look at the Renegades starting lineup put together by their manager, Sergio Santos. Spencer Jones, Eduardo Torrealba, Antonio Gomez, the top third of the lineup. Rafael Flores, Spencer Henson, Aaron Polensky, the heart, with Ben Cowles, Al Denis, Sanchez, and Marcos Cabrera winding out the Renegades lineup. Jeffrey Colon on the hill tonight for the Cyclones. Colon, 23 years old, 6'1", 184 pounds from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. Spencer Jones, one of the Yankees' top prospects, will lead off. And the lefty batter takes a called strike on the inside corner with a fastball. It is 0-1. Jones coming into play today, hitting at 304. Six homers, 25 RBIs, a 955 OPS, the 0-1. And he swings and misses at a back foot slider. It is quickly 0-2. Jones 3-for-5 for Hudson Valley on Sunday. Doubled twice, drove in a couple of runs, and also stole a base. The 0-2 from Colon, and Jones fouls it off the hands. It stays no balls and two strikes. Colon making the start for Brooklyn tonight. For Jeffrey, it is his sixth appearance and fifth start. 0-1, a 7.84 ERA, but really two outings ballooning that earned run average, the 0-2. Off the plate outside, it's 1-2. Colon, 30 hits allowed in 20 and two-thirds innings, 7 walks, 19 strikeouts. At his toughest outing of the season, last Wednesday night against Wilmington, as Jones fights it off the hands. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Started game two of the doubleheader against the Blue Rocks. Brooklyn served as the home team that game. Gave up 7 runs on 11 hits in 5 and a third innings. Walked 1, struck out 4. Through 85 pitches, 56 strikes, the 1-2. And Jones crushes one to right, back to his left. Consuegra, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of the ballpark. Spencer Jones continuing his torrid hitting as multi-hit games in each of his previous three. Doesn't have that quite yet after one at-bat today. His 7th home run, 26th RBI. And Hudson Valley strikes first. They have a 1-0 lead.
Second baseman number 3, Eduardo.
109 miles an hour off the bat, 373 feet on a line out to right. And Hudson Valley, one batter in, has a 1-0 lead. Here is Eduardo Torrealba, and he takes outside for ball one. Torrealba joined Hudson Valley back on May the 9th. That was last Tuesday from Double A Somerset. 1-0, and Colon misses down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Torrealba, 5-for-9 since returning to the Renegades overall this year, hitting .222. No homers, 6 batted in. A 2-0 from Jeffrey is on the outside corner. And the count is 2-1. That home run. First home run Colon has allowed since his first appearance of the season against Winston-Salem back in early April. 2-1 below the knees. And it's 3-1. Torrey Alba, 24 years old. This is third different season with the Renegades. Played 72 games here last year, 49 the year prior. The righty's 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him on the off-speed changeup. It's 3-2. Torrey Alba. Righty against righty. Colon's payoff pitch popped in the air to right. Coming on is Consuegra, drifting to his right, now back a step. And over his left shoulder makes the catch for the first out of the first inning. So one in, one out. Base is empty for the catcher, Antonio Gomez. Gomez, 21 years old from Venezuela. Hitting at 220 on the year, a homer, 12 RBI. Yankees number 27 prospect. Coming into the season by Baseball America. And Gomez tries to hold up but takes a called strike anyway. It is 0-1. Defensively behind Colon tonight, left to right in the outfield, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra, the 0-1. And a swing and a miss. Fastball away. It is 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gill, Cesar Berbessi, Kevin Kendall, and Jalen Palmer. Kevin Parada does the catching behind the plate. The 0-2. A foul ball off the end of the bat. It remains at no balls and two strikes. Gomez coming off a tough series against Aberdeen, was just 2-for-18. Struck out in 8 of his 22 plate appearances. Colon looking for his first strikeout of the night. The 0-2 pitch, and there it is. Got him on the slider away. First strikeout tonight for Jeffrey Colon, and there are two out in the bottom of the first inning. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Bases empty, two out for Rafael Flores, the righty swinging catcher. And the first pitch he sees from Jeffrey Colon. Outside and low for ball one. Flores, undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees last July at a Rio Hondo College in Whittier, California, the 1-0. And Flores takes a strike, it's 1-1. Hitting at 318 on the year, this is first full minor league season. A homer, 11 RBIs. Comes into play tonight on a five-game hitting streak, the 1-1. And Flores thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Shaw. And it's 2-1. Flores, 8-4 his last 21 with a home run. 981 OPS during the hit streak. A 2-1 from Colon. Hit off the end of the bat to second, coming in on it, Kendall. Sidearm throw to first in time to retire the side. But Spencer Jones starts off the series for the Renegades with a home run. We are through one here in Wappingers Falls. 1-0 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Nothing Hudson Valley as we move to the bottom of the, or rather top of the second inning. Consuegra, Palmer, De Los Santos, the three scheduled to bat. Fans, a reminder, tomorrow's game between the Renegades and Cyclones coming up at 11:05 in the morning, an education day here from Hudson Valley. So make sure to mark your calendars and your schedules. And enjoy some Cyclones baseball with your morning coffee. Stanley Consuegra to lead off. Righty batter against the lefty pitcher. Sun trying to peek its way out betwixt the clouds. And he takes up and away for ball one. Consuegra hitting at 255, leads the team. Five homers, 18 batted in. The lefty's 1-0. And Consuegra hits it on the ground hard to third. Picked up there by Cabrera. Throw to first in time. And the leadoff man retired in the top half of the second inning. Consuegra hit it hard, 104 miles an hour off the bat, just right at the third baseman. So one away for Jalen Palmer. Palmer did not play on Sunday, was 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Manning center field on Saturday. And the first pitch from the lefty Valdez. Down and in, it's 1-0. Palmer hitting at 209 on the season, a homer, 9 batted in. Has reached in 9 straight games, coming into play today. And he takes low for ball two. Hudson Valley tonight wearing the navy alternates, Renegades across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a silver border. A 2-0, and Palmer takes a backdoor slider for a strike. It's 2-1. Pinstriped navy home white pants. Rolled all the way down below the ankles for the lefty Valdez. The 2-1. And Palmer taps it foul. And the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson Valley, navy cap, navy bill. With the white interlocking HV logo on the front. With the Renegade raccoon tail running underneath the logo. 2-2 on Palmer, bases empty, one out in the second. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Got him on the slider away. Took something off of it at 80 miles an hour. Second strikeout tonight for Valdez. And there is 2 down in the second inning for Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos 1-for-4 on Sunday. Hitting at 187 on the season, a homer, 5 RBI. The lefty's first pitch. De Los Santos takes low. It's 1-0. De Los Santos 20-for-107 on the year. Just 4 for his last 35 coming into play tonight. A 1-0 from Valdez. Taken below the knees. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Valdez originally signed up by the Phillies out of the Dominican Republic. A 2-0. De Los Santos pulls it on the ground. Foul wide at third. And the count 2-1. Valdez, in his second full season in the Yankees organization, acquired in November of 2021 in the deal that sent T.J. Rumfield with him over to New York. Right-handed pitcher Nick Nelson, catcher Donnie Sands went back to the Phillies. A 2-1 from Valdez. And De Los Santos over the top of a slide piece. It is 2-2. Bases empty, 2 out. Top of the second inning, Renegades a 1-0 lead. The 2-2 to Omar. Swing and a miss, got him. Elevated a slider up and away, but De Los Santos couldn't wait back enough. And Valdez strikes out a pair in another 1-2-3 inning. We are through 1.5 in Wappingers Falls, 1-0 Renegades. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Renegades a 1-0 lead on Spencer Jones's home run in the bottom of the first. Spencer Henson, Aaron Polensky, Ben Cowles, the 3-2 up for the Yankees affiliate in the inning. Sun has come out, and Henson swings over the top of a changeup. It is 0-1. Sun finally making its way out. Had been cloudy for the most part since the Cyclones arrived earlier this afternoon. As Henson chases a slider away, it is 0-2. Henson, former ninth-round pick of the Yankees out of Oral Roberts, hitting at 264 on the year, 7 homers, 20 RBIs. Big, powerful right-handed bat. The 0-2 pitch off the outside corner. It's 1-2. Henson, one of the few that can say he's played against the Cyclones in both the New York Penn League and the South Atlantic League. The 1-2 pitch bounced on the ground at third. Waiting on the hop is Gill. Fields low throw to first. Dug out in time by Palmer on the backhand for the opening out of the second inning. Henson not exactly fleet of foot. Listed at 6'2", 235, but a close play over at first base as Gill had to back up on the knuckling grounder. And great camera work by the folks here in Wappingers Falls on the monitor, clearly. Henson out by about half a step. Close play, though. Now it's Aaron Polensky, who has been on a tear. And he takes high for ball one. Polensky hitting at 318, 9 homers, 24 batted in. An OPS of 1.096. The righty's 1-0. And Polensky takes a called strike. And the count 1-1. Cyclones tonight wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN arched across the chest in Old English Navy lettering. 1-1. Off the outer half, it's 2-1. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Navy pants. Cologne has them all the way down to his ankles. Or gray pants, I should say, all the way down to his ankles. The 2-1. And Polensky, a high fly ball to left. And all De Los Santos is going to do is turn and watch that one land out beyond the Bud Light sign and over by the trees. Hudson Valley has two hits tonight. Both have been home runs. One from Spencer Jones. The other now from Aaron Polensky. His 10th home run of the season. His 25th RBI. And the Renegades have a 2-0 second inning lead. 104 miles an hour off the bat, 388 feet. And a couple of solo home runs have the Renegades in front by a pair. And Polensky knew it. Right off the bat, De Los Santos, a couple courtesy steps, but nothing more than that. Ben Cowles takes outside. It is 1-0. Cal's hitting at 274, 5 homers, 11 batted in. The righty's 1-0, and this foul to the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Cologne matching gray cleats to go along with the gray pants. Navy piping along the side. Navy cap, navy bill, with the interlocking light blue BC logo on the front. 1-1. And Cowles takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Cowles has reached in 10 straight games coming into play today. 14-4 his last 36. That's a .389 average. The 1-2 hit on the ground, but fair over the third base bag and down the line. I don't think Mateo Gill thought that ball stayed fair. Trouble by Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Cal's on his way to third, but before he can get there, the ball throw into third base, but it'll be ruled a ground rule double as the ball had a little bit of a left-hand turnout by the Cyclones left field bullpen. Ball ended up rolling into an obstructed area for us over where they are constructing the Renegades' new home clubhouse. Well, Ben Cowles with a double down the left field line. And Hudson Valley, another man in scoring position. All three of their hits tonight have gone for extra bases. So Cowles with his fifth double of the year brings up Aldenis Sanchez. Righty against righty. Colonna look towards second base. Now the pitch outside. 4-1. Long royal blue sleeves coming out either end of the gray and navy jersey top for Colonna. Lights on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. The 1-0. And Sanchez, a bouncer into Brooklyn's third base dugout. It's 1-1. Sanchez, 24 years old, hitting at .222. A homer, 12 RBIs, an OPS of 700. Originally signed back in 2016 by the Tampa Bay Rays. 1-1. A ground ball foul of the third base line. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in upstate New York. Renegades 2, Cyclones nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones radio network. Justin Rock with you here on this overcast Tuesday night. 78 degrees as Cologne gets the sign for the 1-2. Dancing off second, Cowles the 1-2 pitch. Sanchez takes outside. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez in his second season in Hudson Valley. Played 96 games here last year at .257. Acquired by the Yankees in 2021. This on the ground through the hole between third and short for a base hit. Holding up at third is Cowles. De Los Santos has a great arm in left. So 3 straight hits for Polensky, Cowles, and now Sanchez. And Hudson Valley with men at the corners and one out for the 9-hitter Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera just 21 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, hitting at .227, 2 homers, 8 RBIs. A .666 OPS as Parada out to the mound to have a conversation with Cologne. Cabrera signed with the Yankees as a 17-year-old for about $250,000. Spent all of last year playing against guys like Jeffrey Cologne in the Florida State League. 14 home runs in a power-sapped league. Righty against righty. Men at the corners, one out, a run already in. And the first pitch before Cabrera can see one. Time called. And so Cologne's pitch does not count. Wasn't much of one. Ball slipped out of his hand as he tried to halt his motion. The righty ready. First pitch from Cologne. And Cabrera takes a called strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. 2-0 Renegades. Bottom of the second inning, both runs coming in on solo home runs, first by Spencer Jones. The other this inning by Aaron Polensky. The 0-1, runner breaks from first. It's a ground ball through the hole between first and second for a base hit. They deke the runner at second, now breaking to third. Sanchez, throw in by Consuegra late. And not in time. It's an RBI base hit to right field for Marcos Cabrera. That is his ninth RBI of the year. And the Renegades a 3-0 second inning lead. Just a seeing eye base hit in the hole between first and second. And Cabrera, a good piece of hitting. Inside outing the baseball to right. It was a good deke by Kendall and Berbessi, the middle infielders for Brooklyn. But Sanchez still able to go first to third as Victor Ramos out of Brooklyn's third base dugout. And the Cyclones bullpen springs to life down the left field line. Robert Colina has picked up a baseball and started to throw. Cologne, next pitch will be his 40th of the night and his 20th in the second inning alone. There are 20 pitches in a one-run bottom half of the first. So Sanchez at third, Cabrera at first. Two runs in for Hudson Valley in the inning. And back to the top of the order in Spencer Jones. Jones hit a home run to right, leading off against Cologne last inning. Righty's first pitch, and Jones takes the changeup outside for ball one. One-0 from Cologne. And Jones takes outside again. It is two balls and no strikes. Cologne predominantly fastball, slider, changeup. He's also developed a cutter. Long limbs, very athletic. A 2-0 pitch. And Jones takes a called strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. Throws that fastball from a very steep angle. Helps create some deception, the 2-1. Jones off the end of the bat towards Brooklyn's third base dugout. It's 2-2. Cologne was ranked as one of the 14 Mets prospects to watch outside of their top 30. Coming into play today. Coming into play this season. Six appearances, three starts of the Cyclones at the end of last year. 2-2. Jones, a ground ball back up the middle, past the glove of Cologne in a center field, a base hit. One run scores on his way to third. Cabrera throw in by Ramirez is late. Spencer Jones, his fourth straight multi-hit game, has another multi-RBI contest as well. For Jones, his 27th RBI on the year. And the Renegades a 4-0 lead. 104 miles an hour on the ground ball back through the box. And runners at the corners again. And Chris Newell has seen enough. With Cologne just 24 pitches in the inning. And after five straight base hits, Chris Newell quickly pulling the plug on Jeffrey Cologne's night. And it'll be Robert Colina to come in. As Brooklyn makes a Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Pitching change. Runners at the corners. One out. Three runs in for Hudson Valley in the second. They have a 4-0 lead. get you the info on Cologne when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them, 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. The right-hander Robert Colina comes on with runners at the corners. One out, bottom of the second inning. Another tough start tonight for the 23-year-old righty Jeffrey Colon. Robert Colina, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old from Punto Fijo in Venezuela. Colina making his fourth appearance with Brooklyn, his sixth overall this year. Last pitched against Wilmington in game one of last Wednesday's doubleheader. Eduardo Torrealba, the batter, runner breaks from first. Parada bluffs a throw to second, throw down to third, not in time. Cabrera able to get back. Spencer Jones steals second. And the count is 0-1 on Eduardo Torrealba. Torrealba flied out to right his first time. The 0-1. Outside it is 1-1. Colina against Wilmington last Wednesday. 3 1/3 shutout innings, 2 hits. Did walk a season high 3 and tied a season best with 4 strikeouts. Infield comes in for Brooklyn. The 1-1. Off the plate away, it is 2 balls and 1 strike. Colina started his year with single-A St. Lucie. Joined double-A Binghamton on April the 16th, and then 8 days later was with the Cyclones. The 2-1, and that pitch high. It is 3 balls and 1 strike. Colina, fastball, curveball, changeup predominantly. Gets that fastball up into the mid-90s. First season with the Cyclones, the pitch. Hit on the ground is short. Runner breaks for home. The throw there by Berbessi in time. Cabrera tagged out, moving to third, Jones. Safe at first, Torrealba. It'll be a fielder's choice, 6-2. And there are 2 out in the bottom of the second inning. So men at the corners again. Eighth man to bat in the inning is Antonio Gomez. Struck out swinging against Cologne in the first. Righty against righty. Colina's first pitch. And the breaking ball misses away. It is 1 ball and 0 strikes. Colina overall this year 1-1, a 3.38 ERA. 13 hits allowed in 13 1/3 innings. 5 walks, 15 strikeouts. Get you the final line for Cologne tonight once it becomes official. Man at first and third, 2 out. Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead, the 1-0. And Gomez fooled on an elevated fastball, tried to hold up, could not. And it's even at 1-1. One Righty fires, and Colina misses low. Didn't miss by all that much. It's two balls and one strike. Gomez, one of the top catchers available during the 2018 international signing period, as Gomez takes low and away for ball three. The top catcher in that international signing period, just a former Brooklyn Cyclone by the name of Francisco Alvarez. Jones at third, Torrealba at first, the 3-1. And Gomez fouls it straight back out of play. It's a full count. Gomez wasn't even the top-rated catcher in his country because of the talented Francisco Alvarez. Rated the best defensive catcher in the Yankees organization. Throw back to first, and Torrealba dives in. And just got a nice shot on the Renegades broadcast feed of our man, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, keeping score along the third baseline in his gray pinstripe throwback Cyclones uniform as Gomez strikes out on the fastball. Pitch up and away to end the inning. But Hudson Valley scores three times on five straight hits. They leave a couple men on base at the end of two. 4-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Joe Swazi, Mateo Gill, Cesar Berbessi, bottom third of the Cyclones lineup, due up in the top of the third. Renegades a 4-0 lead. Joel Valdez, first pitch of the third inning. Up and away for ball one. Swazi, 0-for-1 on Sunday. Did walk twice, drive in a run with a sack fly, the 1-0. And Swazi in the air. First base line, giving a look over Sanchez and Henson. But this one will land out by the Renegade bullpen. It is one ball and one strike. Swazi hitting at 244, no homers, 9 batted in. DH tonight was the first baseman on Sunday, the 1-1. And there is a strike at the letters. And the count runs to 1-2. Swazi has reached in 5 straight games, reached in every game during the Wilmington series. Was 4-for-14, drove in 3 runs in the 5 games he played. Valdez ready, now the 1-2, and Swazi takes in the dirt. It is 2 balls and 2 strikes. little break in the clouds out over the Diamonds. Mostly white and gray clouds suppressing the atmosphere up above, the sky up above as that pitch high. And the count full 3-2 on Swazi. Lefty kicks, now the payoff pitch. And Joe takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike three. Got him on the slider, thought he was going to come with something else. Punched him out on the slider. Third straight strikeout for Valdez, his fourth tonight. And there is one away for Mateo Gil. Gil, 1-for-3 with a triple on Sunday. This one hit in the air to deep center. Back into his left goes Spencer Jones. And he'll run it down in front of the 400-foot marker for the second out of the inning. So two up and two down for Valdez in the third. He's retired the first eight batters he's faced. Brings up the shortstop, Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi came on as a replacement late on Sunday. Struck out in his only at-bat, coming on for Chase Estep. And lefty's first pitch fastball high, it's 1-0. Berbessi 0-4 his last 12, hitting at 218 on the year. 12 for 55, no homers, four batted in. 1-0, and Cesar takes outside. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, it is 2-0. Berbessi just 2-4 his last 31 in his last 10 games. That dates back to April the 21st. Here's the 2-0, and Berbessi takes a called strike. Outside corner, it is 2-1. Turf field in Hudson Valley. Only things natural, the dirt around home plate and the pitcher's mound, as well as the two bullpen mounds in left and right field, respectively. 2-1, outside for ball three. Dimensions here at Heritage Financial Park, formerly Dutchess Stadium. 325 down the left field line, 400 to straightaway center, and it is 325 as well. Straight down the right field line, the 3-1. And Berbessi takes low for ball four. So there is Brooklyn's first base runner of the night. A two-out walk to Cesar in the third. And back to the top of the order and Kevin Kendall. Grounded out to first his first time. He is 0-for-1. Kendall activated off the injured list last Tuesday. Lefty's first pitch, Kendall fouls it behind home. It's 0-1. Went 3-for-20 in that Wilmington series. Did drive in three runs. Two of his three hits went for extra bases. Third baseman Cabrera playing back and off the line, the 0-1. And that nearly hits Kendall, had to duck his head out of the way. His helmet flew off towards the first base dugout. And it's even, one ball and one strike. See Kendall's helmet is dropping right off his head as he turned his noggin out of the way. Back leg bent, front leg straight for Valdez, a throw over to first. And Berbessi back in standing. Kendall, Mets' seventh-round pick in 2021 out of UCLA. His old Bruin teammate, Matt McClain, made his major league debut last night. 1-1. Slider on the inside corner. It's 1-2. He's called up by the Reds. Picked up a double for his first major league hit. Kendall moved to center field for McClain. Also was a shortstop during their final year together at UCLA. Slider misses up and in. And the count evens 2-2. The fans in Wappingers Falls wanted the home plate umpire Westlake to ring him up. Berbessi, the man at first with two out. Hudson Valley a 4-0 lead in the top of the third. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and Kendall hits it on the ground to second. Playing at the back of the infield turf is Torrey Alba. And the play to first base in time ends the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of two and a half. It is 4-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Spencer Henson, Aaron Polensky. Part of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the third. They have a 4-0 lead. Robert Colina out for his first full inning of relief. And the first pitch to Flores taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. Flores grounded out to second his first time. He is 0-1. Smell of hot dogs and hamburgers emanating across the ballpark, making their way to the press box as well. As Flores takes a called strike. And the count 0-2. Final line for Jeffrey Colon tonight goes an inning and a third. Four runs all earned on six hits. Did not walk a batter, struck out one. Allowed a couple of solo home runs, 44 pitches and 30 strikes. His ERA ballooning on the year to 9. Colina from the first base side of the hill is 0-2. Flores fouls it back up towards the press level. It stays at no balls and two strikes. Take a look around the South Atlantic League tonight as we near the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here from Heritage Financial Park. Renegades a 4-0 lead as Flores fouls it away. And it remains at 0-2. Everything in the league has started or is about to get underway. The 0-2 pitch bounced off a home plate towards the third base dugout, stays 0-2. Jersey Shore at home against Wilmington. That game in the bottom of the third, tied at 1. Andre Lara starting for the Blue Rocks. Bullpen game for the Blue Claws. The 0-2 inside and high. Underneath the armpits, it's one ball and two strikes. Only other game in progress is in North Carolina. Greensboro a 4-0 lead on Asheville. 1-2. And another one, slap foul. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Trey Gonzalez, Wyatt Hendry, Sung Che Cheng, all with home runs for the Grasshoppers. Cheng is fifth. The 1-2. Curveball drops in there. Strike three call. Second strikeout tonight for Colina. And the leadoff band retired in the third. One away for Spencer Henson. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Spencer Henson grounded out to third, his first time up. Righty fires, and Spencer Henson, a deep fly ball to left. Back goes De Los Santos in front of the warning track, and the fence makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Henson gave it a ride, didn't quite barrel it up. Exit velocity under 90 miles an hour, but still strong enough to hit it 339 feet out to left. So two up, two down for Kalina in the third. Brings up Aaron Polensky at his 10th home run of the season last inning. And the mustachioed outfielder takes a called strike one. Everything else in the South Atlantic League going to get underway momentarily. 7 o'clock start in Hickory between the Crawdads and Rome as Polensky smacks it hard but foul. Down the left field line, it's 0-2. Hunter Riggins starting for Rome. Mitch Bratt will start for Hickory. Crawdads with some major news today. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up. That is strike three, and Robert Kalina as Brooklyn's first defensive 1-2-3 inning of the night. Needed just 12 pitches to sit down the Renegades. We are through three here from Hudson Valley. 4-0 our score in favor of the Gades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Cloudy skies, but the weather just about perfect in terms of feel out here on a Tuesday night in Wappingers Falls, New York, just up the Palisades Parkway. 4-0 Renegades as we move to the top half of the fourth inning. Justin Rock with you here. Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra. The 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the top half of the fourth inning. Parada flied out to center his first time up. He is 0-1, and he swings and drives one to left. Back goes Polensky to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Kevin Parada, his first home run outside of Coney Island this season. There's the first hit of the day for Brooklyn, the first run as well. And the Cyclones on the board, it is 4-1. For Parada, 100.8 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet out to straightaway left. And Parada left no doubt about that baseball. His third home run of the season. For Parada as well, his 10th RBI. And now the first pitch to Alex Ramirez is taken low for ball one. Ramirez struck out his first time. He is 0-1 today. 1-0. And Ramirez takes outside. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League tonight. 1-1. Outside it is, I've got 3-0. It is indeed two balls and one strike on Ramirez. plate umpire raised his hands. The 2-1. Outside for ball three. Winston-Salem at home against Aberdeen tonight. Daniel Fetterman will go for the Ironbirds. Jared Kelly off the IL to make the start for the Dash. 3-1 pitch. High and away for ball four. So Alex Ramirez continuing to reach base at a very high clip. Has now been aboard in 23 of his last 24 games. And the first two have reached for Brooklyn in the top of the fourth inning. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. Ground ball to third base is first time up. 0 for 1 tonight. The lefty's first pitch. And Consuegra swings through a fastball up. And the count 0-1. Only other game on the schedule in the South Atlantic League today. As Consuegra swings and misses, the bat goes flying. The ball, or rather the bat, went ricocheting in the direction of Jalen Palmer in the on-deck circle. And Palmer just did not move at all. Thankfully, it didn't hit him. But Palmer, totally unfazed by the full black wooden bat helicoptering towards him. The 0-2, and Consuegra fouls it off the hands. It remains a two-strike count. Aberdeen has already taken a 2-0 lead, by the way, in Winston-Salem. Two batters into the game, Max Wagner singled, and then Jackson Holliday hit a home run his third. The 0-2, but first a throw back to the bag, and Ramirez dives in safely. Greenville will host Bowling Green tonight. That is at 7:05. Wickelman Gonzalez for the drive against the former Cyclone left-hander Keyshawn Askew. The 0-2. Down and in, it's one ball and two strikes. We were mentioning why Hickory is in the news. And it's relevant with Kevin Parada hitting a home run in the top half of this fourth inning. The 1-2 from Valdez, and Consuegra hits the breaking ball out of play. It remains at a ball and two strikes. Out of the stadium from Consuegra. The 1-2 sails over the head of everybody to the backstop. Ricochets back to the catcher Flores. But Ramirez saunters over to second base on the wild pitch. But Kevin Parada was the number 11 pick in last year's MLB draft. The first of two first-round picks for the Mets. The other being Jet Williams, the shortstop, playing right now with single-A St. Lucie. And as I say his name, he picks up an RBI single. The St. Lucie Mets. But Parada, the number 11 pick last season, was the compensatory pick the Mets received for failing to sign their first-round pick the year prior. The 2-2, and Consuegra, a little number over to shallow right. That one's going to get over the head of Torrey Alba for a base hit. Ramirez will stop at third. Throwing it in is Sanchez to the cutoff man, Henson. So the first three have reached for Brooklyn in the fourth. A home run, a walk, and a looping single. And the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Jalen Palmer. Arguably will be one of the softest hits Consuegra comes up with this year. But here is Palmer struck out his first time. But the first round pick the Mets failed to sign that allowed them to draft Parada was none other than Kumar Rocker out of Vanderbilt. As Palmer swings and misses, it's 0-1. Every Mets fan can tell you about the drama that unfolded after the Mets took Rocker with the number 10 pick in 2021. As Valdez spikes the fastball in the dirt down and in, it's 1-1. But one of the reasons the Mets did not sign Rocker was they were very concerned about the imaging they took on Rocker's valuable right arm. Mets wanted to pay him a little bit less than what Rocker and his agent, Scott Boras, wanted as Palmer swings and misses. Off-speed down, it is 1-2. So when the deadline day came and went, Rocker had not signed. Instead of going to college, Rocker played independent ball last year. 1-2 pitch. Palmer takes low. It's 2-2. Runners at the corners. Nobody out. Top of the fourth, a run in. Brooklyn trails 4-1. The 2-2. At the knee, strike three called. Palmer knew it. Got him on the slider. And for Valdez, that his fifth strikeout tonight. And there is one away in the top of the fourth. Palmer didn't even wait to get punched out by the home plate umpire. Knew that he was fooled on that pitch. Brings up Omar De Los Santos, struck out his first time. And he swings through an elevated fastball at 0-1. Rocker went on and pitched for the Tri-City Valley Cats, who used to be an opponent of the Cyclones in the New York Penn League, and the Renegades for that matter. Now in the Independent Frontier League, is that high 1-1. And everyone thought the Mets were foolish after the Texas Rangers last year used their third overall pick to draft Kumar Rocker to team him up with his old Vanderbilt teammate Jack Leiter. The 1-1. And De Los Santos takes a called strike. It's 1-2. But a little bit before first pitch today, Rocker, who had been pitching with high A Hickory here in the South Atlantic League. The 1-2 from Valdez, and the dirt ball kicks to the right of the catcher Flores. Won't be far enough away for Ramirez to score, but Consuegra will move to second base to eliminate a potential double play. Wild pitch makes it second and third, one out, and the count 2-2. The Rocker, who had been pitching with high A Hickory, was announced today that everything the Mets were concerned about, as the catcher Flores out to the mound to talk with Valdez. Second baseman Torrey Alba, shortstop Cowles will come in on the discussion as well, but the Mets' concerns were, well, right. As it was announced today that Kumar Rocker will undergo Tommy John surgery for a torn ligament in his right elbow, will miss the rest of this season, the start of next year. So the Mets end up with Kevin Parada. Did not sign Kumar Rocker, and now Rocker will be out until probably at least midway through next season. A 2-2 pitch, and De Los Santos swings and misses, lunging at a slider for strike three. Second time he is down on strikes tonight. Sixth punch out for Valdez. And two away in the top of the fourth for Joe Swazi. Struck out looking his first time up. But the Mets were concerned about the health of his right arm. Rocker did undergo shoulder surgery in September of 2021. And a balk. Valdez is called for a balk, and Brooklyn gets another run. Ramirez scores, and Valdez, as he went to try and bring his left hand that had the ball in his paw up into his mitt, flinched a tad, and that allowed everyone to get an extra base. Swazi takes a called strike. It's 0-1. So the score now 4-2, Consuegra at third. And it's an 0-1 count on Joe Swazi. The lefty's 0-1. And Swazi takes outside. It's one ball and one strike. But Rangers GM, former Mets pitcher Chris Young, told reporters today that the quote-unquote acute injury for Rocker happened this season wasn't something that existed prior to this year. And Swazi can't hit the slider down. It's 1-2. Had a 3.86 ERA, 42 Ks, 7 walks in 28 innings. Was given a signing bonus of over $5 million. Dancing off a third, Consuegra. The 1-2 from Valdez, and Swazi, a line drive, base hit center field. Consuegra scores, stopping at first. Swazi, a 106.7-mile-an-hour line drive single. An RBI knock, his 10th ribby of the year, a three-run inning for Brooklyn. And a four-run deficit is down to one. It's 4-3. The home run by Parada, a balk, and an RBI single by Swazi. And a tying run at first, two out for Mateo Gil. Flied out to deep center last inning. Is that down and in? Ball gets to the right of the catcher Flores, and Swazi goes to second. Flores throws it into center field, and Swazi is now at third with a tying run. The ball didn't get all that far away from Flores to his right. Bear handed it through to first, or through to second. And the ball took a hop off the turf, away from the second baseman, Torrey Alba, and into center, and Swazi, with a good pop-up slide, immediately got on his horse to third base. So a wild pitch and a throwing error. And a 1-0 hit on the ground is short. Fielded to his left by Cowles. Throw to first in time. And the side retired. Gil hit it hard, 107 miles an hour. Well, the side retired. Brooklyn, though, cuts into the lead. Three runs on three hits. And one man left at the end of 3.5, 4-3 Renegades. On the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Cowles, Aldenny Sanchez, Marcos Cabrera. Bottom third of the Hudson Valley lineup, two up in the bottom of the fourth. It's now a one-run game, 4-3. And the first pitch to Ben Cowles, taken outside for ball one. Robert Colina, Brooklyn's first 1-2-3 inning of the night in the third, as Cowles swings through a curveball. Count is 1-1. One-one, and Colina misses outside and low. It is two balls and one strike. Swing and a miss. Fastball away from Colina. And it's even at 2-2. Brooklyn, three runs, three hits, no errors. They have left two. Hudson Valley, four runs, six hits, one error. They have left two. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up and away at 92. And for Colina, that is his fourth strikeout tonight. He's retired five in a row. And there is one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. That painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Aldenis Sanchez outside for ball one. Single came around to score in Hudson Valley's three-run second inning. 1-0 and a swing and a miss. Fastball up. It is 1-1. Brooklyn in the road grays. Hudson Valley in the alternate navies this afternoon. The 1-1 hit on the ground sharply past the diving glove of Berbessi to his right and into left field for a base hit. Second single through the hole between third and short tonight for Aldenis Sanchez. That one coming off the bat at 101 miles an hour. And there is one on and one out in the bottom of the fourth. Renegade still a 4-3 lead. Here is Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera, RBI single to right in the second inning. He is 1-for-1. Righty against righty. And Colina's first pitch up and away. It's 1-0. Mets expecting Carlos Carrasco to return from the injured list on Friday. 1-0. And Cabrera cuts and misses. It's 1-1. A 1-1. And that pitch outside. Parada looks the runner back to first. It's 2-1. Carlos Carrasco made another rehab start for the Mets at AA Binghamton on Sunday. Went four scoreless inning. A 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. It's 2-2. Buck Showalter announced today that Carrasco returned from the IL on Friday. Start against his former team, the Cleveland Guardians. The 2-2. Outside, it's a full count. Though it's funny, in this article from ESPN, AA Binghamton is referred to as the wrong team name. Runner leads off first and breaks. Cabrera hits one in the air to right. Back into his right goes Consuegra, trying to figure out what to do. Is Sanchez, he was still at second base. Consuegra's throw to first, not in time. Sanchez just barely able to get back. Thankfully able for him to get back in large part. The throw by Consuegra a little bit offline to the foul side of first. Palmer tried to play it on a bounce, couldn't field it cleanly. So two away in the bottom of the fourth. And now it is Spencer Jones. Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to have a conversation with the righty. But in the article, talking about Carrasco's start on Sunday at AA Binghamton, they refer to them as the Binghamton Mets. Now that was their name once upon a time. But they have not been the Binghamton Mets since 2016 and the Rumble Ponies since 2017. But old habits die hard. We're living that right here in Hudson Valley. This ballpark, for a long time known as Dutchess Stadium. Everyone still getting used to Heritage Financial Parks. Hey, many Cyclone fans are still getting used to Maimonides Park. He's had some other names over the years. So Spencer Jones, the batter, with a man at first and two out. Hudson Valley a 4-3 lead, and Jones fouls it off the mitt of Parada. It is 0-1. Jones, homer to right in the first, and RBI single to center. Stole a bag in the second. Jones, have a feeling, already knows what number he wants to wear when he makes it to the big leagues, the 0-1. And Jones takes outside. It's 1-1. Sporting number 93 in Hudson Valley. I don't think anyone else on the roster has a number higher than the 40s. The Yankees running out of numbers. 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. But a number in the 90s for Spencer Jones fits very well. Last time the Yankees drafted a college outfielder was a guy by the name of Aaron Judge, who wears number 99. Very similar build for the left-hand side. This is a ground ball to short. Bervesi was stationed up the middle. He'll take it to the bag himself. And Hudson Valley retired in the fourth. No runs, one hit, one man left. At the end of four, it is 4-3 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brooklyn looking to continue chipping away at a now one-run deficit. Trailed 4-0 earlier in this ball game. Now a 4-3 affair. Cesar Bervesi, then back to the top of the lineup. Kevin Kendall, Kevin Parada. Due up for the Cyclones in the fifth. Brooklyn sent 7 of their 9 batters to the plate in a 3-run third. Bervesi was Brooklyn's first base runner on a walk in the third inning. Shows bunt and pops it in the air. Third base side's going to hang up for Cabrera. Joel Valdez trying to field his position. Got off the mound quickly to his right. And if he didn't make a right-hand turn away from Cabrera, might have taken him out before he caught that baseball. Wasn't a bad idea there by Bervesi with the third baseman Cabrera off the line and back. Just flattened out that bat head and popped it straight up in the air. So back to the top of the order, and Kevin Kendall, lefty batter, foul tip into the glove of the catcher Flores. It's 0-1. Couple of ground balls to the right side tonight for Kevin. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. Laid on a fastball up at 90. It is 0-2. Renegades 4, Cyclones 3. First game of the 6-game series. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. The 0-2. Hi, it's 1-2. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Here from the Keith Rad Memorial Visiting Radio Booth / Coat Closet. 1-2. On the inside corner, strike 3 call. Kendall thought he had another one coming. But Valdez paints the inside black. That is his 7th strikeout. 2 out in the top of the 5th. And with action And Hudson Valley's right field bullpen in the southpaw at 78 pitches. That'll be the end of the night for the young lefty. Sergio Santos out of the first base dugout. Valdez will fall an out short of qualifying for the win tonight. New arm coming into the ball game. This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Base is empty, two out. Will be Parada against a new pitcher when we come back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclones social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
The bullpen for the Renegades, brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Left-hander Clay Aguilar, the new arm in the game. And his first pitch fouled back. And the count 0-1. Aguilar, 6'1", 210 pounds. 24 years old from Clear Lake, Texas. Another lefty on the bump tonight, the 0-1. And Parada swings and misses. And the pitch up and away, it's 0-2. Parada 1-for-2 tonight, started the scoring for Brooklyn with a home run to left last inning. Aguilar trying to close out a scoreless frame, the 0-2. And Parada thought about it. Did he go at the pitch down and in? Yes, he did. Fooled him on a nasty back foot slider. Trying to protect himself, but ended up offering a bit too much at it. And Aguilar comes on, gets the strikeout. I'm not so sure. Parada didn't hold up that swing on second glance. But no review here as 1-2-3 go the Cyclones in the top of the fifth. Halfway home in the opening game of this six-game series. 4-3 Hudson Valley, our score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Robert Kalina back to the mound, 2-3-4. Due up for Hudson Valley. They have a 4-3 lead on the Cyclones. Eduardo Torreal, but a lead off. Big chopper to lead off the inning to short. Berbessi to his left, waiting for it to come down. Throw to first, couldn't be handled by Palmer. And Torrealba will be safe at first. A throw was low. Palmer tried to pick it up on the bounce off the turf, but could not pick it up on the backhand. And Torrealba safe to lead off the bottom half of the fifth inning. We'll see how that one is scored. And Palmer makes that pick. They get the out at first. But either way, one on, nobody out for Antonio Gomez. And he swings and misses at a first pitch fastball. And the count is 0-1. Final line for Hudson Valley starter Joel Valdez, 4 2/3 innings. 3 runs on 3 hits, walk 2, struck out 7. They did give Torrealba credit for an infield base hit there. And it is now 1-1. Gomez has struck out both times tonight. He is 0-2. 1-1. Inside and low. It is 2-1. Valdez, 2 walks, 7 Ks. The home run allowed was called for 3 wild pitches and a balk. 78 total pitches, 45 strikes, the 2-1. Line drive center field. That one's going to get in for a base hit. Stopping at second, Torrealba. A pair of singles to start the bottom of the fifth for Hudson Valley. Brings up Rafael Torres. It's grounded out to second, struck out looking tonight. He is 0-2. Righty up and throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. I want to say that is Trey McLaughlin. Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to talk with Colina. Robert at 46 pitches on the night. His season high is 60. That was in the last outing against Wilmington on May the 10th. Take a look at the out-of-town scores for the Mets in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is indeed Trey McLaughlin warming up in the Cyclones' left field bullpen. Long discussion on the hill between Ramos, Colina, and the Brooklyn infield. Mets at home tonight against the Rays. That game in the bottom of the second inning, no score. Justin Verlander making his home debut as a Met. He's allowed a couple of hits and a walk. There were 2 scoreless tonight. Jalen Beeks, the opener for the Rays today. First and second, nobody out. And the first pitch to Flores fouled back. It's 0-1. Brandon Nimmo, Jeff McNeil, Pete Alonso, Brett Beatty, Francisco Alvarez, a former Cyclones in the Mets lineup tonight. Mets and Rays in Flushing. And a matchup here in Hudson Valley that used to be Mets and Rays. Flores takes outside 1-1. Hudson Valley, formerly a Devil Rays and Rays affiliate for many years, until minor league baseball shuffled during the pandemic and became the full season affiliate of the Yankees. 1-1. Outside and high. It is 2-1. Triple-A Syracuse on the road taking on the Norfolk Tides. Orioles affiliate. Syracuse 2 in the 3rd, 4 in the 4th. They have a 6-1 lead. Colina is 2-1. At the knees for a strike, it's 2-2. Ronnie Mauricio, two more hits, three more RBI tonight. Mark Vientos is 1-for-3 with an RBI. Just feels like a matter of time for those two. The 2-2, outside, it's full. Ronnie Mauricio, the lone former Cyclone in the AAA lineup. Jose Buto, the former Cyclone, getting the start on the mound. Payoff pitch coming, and it's low for ball four. The bases are loaded. So after the infield base hit by Torrey Alba, that very easily could have been an out to start the inning. A single to center by Gomez, a walk to Flores. And the Renegades have the bags full with nobody out for Spencer Henson, and that'll be the end of the line tonight for Robert Colina. At 52 pitches, Chris Newell out of the third base dugout, and he'll call on the right-hander Trey McLaughlin to try and get the Cyclones out of trouble. Bases loaded, nobody out, bottom of the fifth. Hudson Valley holding on to a 4-3 lead, trying to add to it. Don't go anywhere, you're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-3 Hudson Valley, our score. This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Trey McLaughlin, the new arm in the game, coming into a tricky spot. Bases loaded, nobody out. Corners are in. Spencer Henson, the hitter, and he swings and misses at a first pitch splitter. It's 0-1. McLaughlin pitching for the first time since Friday night. Standing at 6'2", 210 pounds. Trey's 0-1. Fastball high at 94. Actually, might have been an off-speed pitch that slipped up at 84. It is 1-1. McLaughlin will turn 24 next month from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Former Mets draftee out of Fairfield University, the 1-1. Inside on Henson, it is two balls and one strike. McLaughlin making his eighth appearance, 2-1, a 2.38 ERA. 12 hits and 11 in the third innings, 5 walks, 17 strikeouts, a 2.67 opponent average. A 2-1, up and in for ball three. McLaughlin suffered the loss and a blown save on Friday night, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits and 2/3 of an inning against the Blue Rocks. The 3-1. Henson hits it in the air, right center field, will be deep enough to get a run in. Consuegra over to his right to make the catch. Tagging from third, Torrealba. He will score. Tagging and moving to third is Antonio Gomez. Rafael Flores will stay put at first base. It's a sacrifice fly for Spencer Henson. That is his 21st RBI of the year. It is 5-3, Hudson Valley. Zolman at the corners and one out. Brings up Barrett Polensky. Hit a solo home run to left in the second. Struck out his last at-bat in the third. Righty against righty. And the first pitch from Trey is high for ball one. Robert Colina still responsible for the runners on base at third and first. McLaughlin's 1-0. And Polensky thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Shaw. And the count, two balls and no strikes. Continue our look around the Mets affiliates in the bottom of the fifth, the 2-0. And Polensky takes high for ball three. Double-A Binghamton on the road against New Hampshire. Fisher Cats, Blue Jays affiliate. They trail 4-2 in the top of the fifth inning. A 3-0, high for ball four. The bases are loaded again. Second walk of the inning by Cyclone, pitching the first tonight for McLaughlin. And the sacks are saturated once again for Ben Cowles.
The shortstop, number two, Benjamin Cowles.
Cowles, 1-for-2 tonight. Doubled and scored in the second, struck out against Colina in the fourth. Righty deals. Cal steps in the bucket trying to hit the off-speed pitch. It is 0-1. Binghamton trailing by a pair. Rowdy Jordan, a two-run homer, is third of the season. The former Cyclone, Dom Hamill, making a start at Double-A tonight, the 0-1. In for a called strike with a fastball, 0-2. Matt Rudick, Jordan, Jose Peroza, Brandon McIlwain, Luke Ritter, Hayden Singer, Wyatt Young. Former Cyclones in the lineup. Congratulations to former Cyclone Jose Peroza. Yesterday was named the Eastern League Player of the Week. McLaughlin's 0-2. Cal's thought about it. Appeal down to second, and Shaw says he didn't offer. It is one ball and two strikes. Single A St. Lucie at home opening up a series against the Palm Beach Cardinals. They trail 7-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Carlos Dominguez and Jet Williams with RBI singles. The 1-2 struck him out swinging. Down and in with a split finger. First strikeout tonight for McLaughlin, and there is two out in the bottom of the fifth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Aldenny Sanchez, 2-for-2 tonight, singled last inning. Will step up with runners at every base. Hudson Valley a run in, they lead 5-3. And McLaughlin's fastball at 93 for a strike, it's 0-1. That's your look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Tuesday, May the 16th, the 0-1. And the dirt ball kicks to the right of Parada. Couldn't find it. Was actually attached to his left shin guard. And almost overran the baseball. McLaughlin astutely rushing to cover home. It actually bounced off his hand. That's why. Thought it was going to continue to roll to the right. Ended up plopping right in front of him and kicked to the left. So 1-1 the count. Gomez at third, Flores at second, Polensky at first. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Sanchez pulls his head out on the changeup. And the count 1-2. McLaughlin trying to get out of this fifth inning with only the one run allowed. Friday leans in over his front left leg for the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled back towards Hudson Valley's broadcast booth. Heads up, Joe. And Tom Zinzarella. Fan with a nice play off the bounce on a ricochet. Count 1-2. Shout out Joe Vasile, Tom Zinzarella. The broadcast booth to my right for Hudson Valley. 1-2 again. Sanchez off the end of the bat again. And this time off the roof of the stadium by a sweep. And back on down. Fan hit the deck trying to pick up that baseball. Hopefully he's all right. Luckily a sheriff on the case to make sure everything is good. Don't need anybody ending up on the IL in the audience tonight. 1-2, line drive right center field, and Ramirez is going to have to play it on a bounce. Hits off his glove, deflects to Consuegra in right. Two runs will score, stopping at third, Polensky. It's a two-run knock for Aldenis Sanchez. He is 3-for-3 tonight with three singles. RBIs 13 and 14 on the year, and Hudson Valley is back up by four. It is 7-3. 104.5 miles an hour off the bat from Sanchez. And that'll close the line for Robert Colina tonight. All three of his inherited runners or bequeathed runners come across to score. Colina, 2 2/3 innings. Three runs all earned on three hits, a walk, and four strikeouts. 52 pitches, 31 strikes. Here's Marcos Cabrera. And the breaking ball from McLaughlin drops in for strike one. Cabrera, RBI single to right in the second, flied out to right in the fourth. Trey's 0-1, runner breaks from first, and Cabrera saucers it foul. Down the left field line, it is 0-2. Three runs in for Hudson Valley in the fifth. On three hits, as quickly as Brooklyn trimmed the deficit down to one, they are back behind by four. Polensky at third, Sanchez at first. Trey's 0-2. This is up and in. Breaking ball that didn't break. It's 1-2. -75 degrees now. And Wappingers Falls. Real feel at 72. American flag out in right center field at a standstill at the moment. A 1-2 from McLaughlin. Swing and a miss, got him. Off-speed pitch down, and Cabrera down on strikes to end the inning. But Hudson Valley retaliates, three runs on three hits. Two men left at the end of 5-7-5 Renegades on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Another pitching change for Hudson Valley. This call to the bullpen brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Bailey Dees out of my alma mater, Penn State, taking over on the mound for the Renegades in the top of the sixth. Alex Ramirez leads off and fouls it to the left. It is 0-1. Ramirez 0-1 with a walk tonight. Dees standing at 6'8", 250 pounds, 24 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina. 18th round pick of the Yankees in 2021, the 0-1. And Ramirez takes inside. It is one ball and one strike. Dees making his 11th appearance, 1-0, a 3.2 ERA. The righty is 1-1. Ramirez takes high for ball two. Dees, one save, 10 hits allowed in 14 innings, 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Finished the season last year in Hudson Valley. Last pitched against Aberdeen on Friday through an inning and two-thirds scoreless. His 2-1 to Ramirez. Hit in the air, right center field. Back end to his left is Jones. The warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Alex Ramirez, a titanic shot to the right of the batter's eye and straightaway center field. 100.7 or 107.7 miles an hour off the bat, 424 feet. Second home run of the season for Alex, and Brooklyn's back within three. It's 7-4. Seventeenth RBI of the season for Rami. And that ball sent out of sight beyond the dryerinjurylaw.com signage in right center field. Brings up Stanley Consuegra. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Consuegra 1-for-2. Single to right his last time up. Came around to score. The 0-1. And that breaks in for a called strike. And the count is 0-2. Final line for Clay Aguilar. A third of an inning struck out. The only batter he faced. Through three pitches and three strikes. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. And Swagra down on three pitches. And there is one away in the top of the sixth. Brings up Jalen Palmer, 0-for-2. He has struck out twice tonight. Top of the 8 o'clock hour, Hudson Valley a 7-4 lead. And the righty's first pitch to JP is high, 4-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Here in the top half of the sixth inning. A 1-0, and Palmer fouls it off his leg. And it's one ball and one strike. Shout out Mary DiBernardo tuning in on the Cyclones Radio Network, saying she feels like every time she tunes in late to a game, she gets here just in time for an Alex Ramirez homer. A 1-1. Inside and low, it's 2-1. So, whenever you need an Alex Ramirez home run, just tell Mary to turn on the Cyclones Radio Network. Like an automatic machine, the 2-1. Palmer hits it on the ground to third, fielded on the short hop by the third baseman Cabrera. Backhand pick and throw to first in time for the second out. Two away in the top of the sixth. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. The base is empty. So base is empty and two out. And De Los Santos takes inside and low. It is 1-0. Justin Verlander starting for the Mets tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul ball, third base line. It is 1-1. Verlander starting tonight for the Mets against the Rays. Verlander, one of just two pitchers in Major League history. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It is 1-2. One of two pitchers in Major League history to have won a Rookie of the Year award, a Cy Young award, and an MVP. So today's Coney Convo's trivia question, who is the other pitcher who has accomplished that feat? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to chime in tonight. Bases empty, two out, the 1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Got him on the slider down and away. And Deese works around the leadoff home run by Ramirez in the sixth. No runs, rather one run, one hit. Nobody left at the end of 5.5. It is 7-4 Hudson Valley on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back to the mound for his first full inning of relief. Bottom of the sixth. Renegades a 7-4 lead on the Cyclones. Top of the lineup. Due up for Hudson Valley, Spencer Jones, Eduardo Torrealba, Antonio Gomez, the three scheduled to bat. Brooklyn, four runs, four hits, no errors. They have left two. Hudson Valley, seven runs, 10 hits, an error. They have left five. First pitch to Spencer Jones in the bottom of the sixth. Is taken high for ball one. Gave you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. In the top half of the sixth inning, the 1-0. Jones fouls it to the left. It is 1-1. But Justin Verlander is one of only two pitchers in Major League history to have won a Rookie of the Year award, a Cy Young award, and an MVP. Who is the other? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in tonight. 1-1 the count as Jones out in front of the split finger fastball. It is 1-2. Got a monitor in our booth here showing the MILB TV feed. Looks like someone's sitting behind home plate tonight in Hudson Valley in a Roy Hobbs New York Knights jersey. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bat went further than the ball as Jones down on strikes for the first out of the sixth inning. Third strikeout tonight for Trey McLaughlin. Just lost it on the follow-through. That pin to the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Eduardo Torrealba led off last inning with an infield hit. Renegades sent eight men to the plate in the fifth. Long set for Trey. Now the first pitch to Torrealba, taken for a strike on the inside corner. And the count runs to 0-1. You were mentioning earlier, the 0-1. As Torrealba drops to a knee, can't hit the splitter, it's 0-2. About the somewhat joke, somewhat serious newly christened named for the visiting radio booth here at Heritage Financial Park, the 0-2. High, it's 1-2, named after my predecessor. Now with the Mets, Keith Rad. The Keith Rad Memorial Visiting Radio Booth / Coat Closet. So for those of you who didn't see my tweet on social media earlier, as Torrey Alba strikes out on the high heater. Fourth strikeout tonight for Trey. Two up, two down in the sixth for Antonio Gomez. Single to center his last time. He's 1-for-3. But when Keith made his major league debut with the Mets earlier this year, down in Miami, working alongside Howie Rose, as there's a called strike to Gomez, it's 0-1. Joe posted a photo, I believe it was from last year, of Keith with Nick DeLuca as that high 1-1, trying to fit two broadcasters into this very, very narrow broadcast booth. Give you an example. I'm not very tall. I'm 5'8 on a good day, a 1-1. Breaking ball outside, 2-1, probably closer to 5'7. But when I stretch out my arms from one side of the booth to the other, I have some more room to give with my elbows. As that fouled back, it is 2-2. So that gives you an example of just how narrow it is in here. But there was a great photo Joe took last year of Nick and Keith somehow making it work with two people inside this booth. And Johnny and I think we're going to have to try and make that work the next time the Cyclones are in town later this season, as Gomez takes outside for ball three. Base is empty, two out, bottom of the sixth. Hudson Valley is 7-4 lead. But part of the reason why this ballpark's visiting booth is nicknamed the way it is, as Gomez strikes out swinging. Got him on the off-speed down. 1-2-3 inning for McLaughlin. He strikes out the side in order in the sixth on 14 pitches. We'll pick up that story in the top of the seventh. 7-4 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning. Renegades leading the Cyclones 7-4, opening game of this six-game series. Our set will continue tomorrow morning, 11:05 a.m. an Education Day here at Heritage Financial Park. So mark your calendars and your clocks accordingly. Joe Swazi, Mateo Gill, Cesar Berbessi, the three due up in the seventh. Bailey Dees out for his second inning of work. And the changeup misses inside for ball one. We're telling you that story about why this booth, the visiting booth in Hudson Valley, is named after my predecessor, Keith Rad. As Joe Swazi swings and misses, it's 1-1. The main reason being is that Keith, who broadcasted obviously for the Cyclones when they were a short season team and a full season team, The 1-1. Hit in the air to the right side, out of play. It's 1-2. But he has broadcasted more games than any visiting broadcaster in the history of this ballpark. And the funny thing is, when I texted Keith earlier today to show him the little call certificate, it's really just a printed piece of paper, but we're going to call it a certificate because why not lean into the joke? The 1-2 pitch, up and away it is, 2-2. But Keith has actually gone through his entire log and counted 52 times. Keith was the visiting broadcaster at first formerly Dutchess Stadium, now Heritage Financial Park, as Swazi swings and misses at the slider for strike three. Third strikeout tonight for Bailey Dees. And the leadoff man retired in the top half of the seventh inning. Here's Mateo Gill, 0-2, grounded out sharply to short his last time up. The righty fires. And Gill takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. Well, one of my favorite parts on this certificate that Joe hung up in this booth, there's a couple little nuggets that make it great. The 0-1. And Gill, a high pop right side. On the outfield turf, the second baseman, Torrey Alba. And with the right fielder, Sanchez, behind him, makes the over-the-shoulder grab for the second out. So bases empty, two away in the seventh for Cesar Berbessi, has walked, tried to bunt himself aboard last time, popped up to third. But the last line in the certificate says, an informal dedication ceremony will be held on Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. By the way, that's today. As Berbessi takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Before the Renegades' first game of the season against the Brooklyn Cyclones, it's signed by Joe Vasile, my compatriot in the other booth, and the Renegades' mascot, Rascal. I love that, the 0-1. There's a ground ball back to the mound, off the glove of Dees, rolls behind him. Going to be a tough play for the third baseman. Cabrera barehands it and just holds onto it. So Cesar Berbessi will leg out an infield base hit. He's on for the second time tonight. And back to the top of the order in Kevin Kendall. Couple of ground balls to the right side, struck out looking his last time. My other favorite factor of it, as we were talking about AA Binghamton earlier, mislabeled on ESPN.com's article about Carlos Carrasco. A pitch to KK, taking out the letters for strike one. But Robert Ford, who is now the radio voice of the Houston Astros, talked about him a little bit earlier this season when he showed a picture of his scorebook from the last time Justin Verlander had started in Binghamton prior to his rehab start a couple of weeks ago. Kendall takes up and away. It's 1-1. But Robert used to be the voice of the AA Binghamton Mets. But he replied to the post that Joe shared of Keith and Nick in the booth here last year. Outside and low, it's 2-1 to Kevin. But Robert Ford tweeted back at Joe and Keith saying, I visited Alcatraz, and I think those cells are wider. 2-1 count. A pitch from Dees fouled back out of play. It's 2-2. Man at first, two out, top of the seventh. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley, 7-4. Cyclones a couple of home runs tonight from their top two prospects, Kevin Parada and Alex Ramirez. Here's the 2-2. A line drive right center field. That's going to get over the head of Torrey Alba for a base hit. Making the turn at second, heading back for Berbessi. The throw behind him, not in time. Tag by Cowles just a hair late. So Kevin Kendall, his first knock of the night. And Brooklyn will bring the tying run to the plate with two out in the seventh in the form of Kevin Parada. Parada Homer to left in the fourth. Fly to center and struck out in his other two plate appearances tonight. Verbesi at second, Kendall at first, and he steps off. But love seeing Keith's legacy not only in Brooklyn, but in Hudson Valley as well, continuing to live on, even after he has made a stronghold as a major league broadcaster. Parada, ground ball back up the middle, under the legs of the umpire, and in the center field, a base hit. Here comes Verbesi to the plate. He'll score standing up. Throw in comes to third base. Kevin Parada with an RBI single. His second run batted in tonight is 11th of the season. And Brooklyn is back to within two. It is 7-5. And Alex Ramirez coming to the plate representing the go-ahead run. 99.1 miles an hour off the bat. Kendall stopped at second. And now Ramirez coming to the plate. He homered off of D's last inning. First pitch he sees, breaking ball down and away. Nice pick by Gomez to his right. It's 1-0. Deez kicks the 1-0. And a slider. It's the outside corner. A strike. It's 1-1. At the waist, the righty's 1-1. And Ramirez takes down and away. It is two balls and one strike. 7-5 Hudson Valley. Tying runs are on for Brooklyn in the top of the seventh. Renegades have led by as many as four in two different instances tonight. Had a 4-0 lead going into the fourth and a 7-3 lead entering the sixth. The 2-1 inside and low. And it's now 3-1 on Ramirez with Stanley Consuegra on deck. Hudson Valley does have action in the right field bullpen, a left-hander. Up and throwing, I believe that is Ryan Anderson. Runner breaks for third, the 3-1, and Ramirez swings away and fouls it off to the right. It is full 3-2. Kendall had third base stolen by plenty. You can't argue with Ramirez swinging away at a pitch he thought he could drive. Especially trailing by two in the seventh. Not like Kendall's run at second represents the tying run, though he would have had that bag stolen had Ramirez taken the pitch. Now everyone will go. The payoff pitch struck him out swinging. Got him on the off-speed away, and Ramirez down on strikes, and Hudson Valley will remain up by two. Heading into the seventh inning stretch, but Brooklyn gets another run back on three hits. Two men left. Time to stretch in Hudson Valley. 7-5 Renegades on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, by Cal Auto Mall. Pitching change as we move to the bottom of the seventh inning. Chris Newell calling on the right-hander Colby Kubicek. Make his second appearance out of the bullpen since returning to Brooklyn from AA Binghamton last week. Kubicek last pitched on Thursday night, threw a perfect ninth inning to pick up his first save in a Cyclones uniform. Kubicek, 5'11", 173 pounds, 23 years old, from Bryan, Texas. Kubicek, numbers for him overall this year between High A and Double A, 1-0 record, a 2.19 ERA. This is ninth appearance. 10 hits in 12 and a third innings. 7 walks, 10 strikeouts.
The catcher, number 15,
Kubicek, scoreless inning against Wilmington on Thursday night for the save. Will face the heart of Hudson Valley's lineup, Flores, Henson, and Polensky. 7-5, Renegades our score. Get you the final line for McLaughlin after this pitch. And a check swing. Flores went around, says the home plate umpire, Westlake. It is 0-1. Flores walked his last time up. He is 0-2. Righty's 0-1. And that pitch down and away. It is 1-1. Well, the final line for McLaughlin, 2 innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, and 5 strikeouts, the 1-1. Breaking ball outside and low. And it's 2-1. McLaughlin, 2 innings, no runs, a hit, a walk, 5 Ks. 37 pitches, 22 strikes. As that one inside of Flores for 3. Nightfall has arrived in Wappingers Falls. Nothing but the artificial lights keeping the surface playable. As this hit in the air down the right field line, in and to his left, Consuegra is going to have to play it on a bounce. Lands in fair territory. Stanley throws in to second. Rafael Flores on for the second time tonight, his first hit. And the Renegades have the leadoff man on in the seventh. Brings up Spencer Henson. Sack fly to right, back in the fifth. 0-2 tonight. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Righty's first pitch. And Henson can't get around on the first offering at 88. And the count is 0-1. The 0-1. Outside and low, it's 1-1. But our question tonight, Justin Verlander is one of two pitchers in Major League history to have won a Rookie of the Year award, a Cy Young award, and an MVP award. Who was the other pitcher? And there is a Brooklyn tie. Throw over to first, and nearly caught Flores leaning. Back in there ahead of the tag by Palmer. But the answer to tonight's Coney Convo's trivia question is none other than one of the greatest pitchers, if not the greatest pitcher, in Brooklyn Dodgers history. 1-1 up by the ear flap of Henson. Spins out of the way. It's 2-1. But the other arm that did that, MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, Don Newcomb, who has his number 36 honored by the Cyclones. Check swing did not go on appeal. It's 3-1. Also, for those of you wondering, NBA draft lottery tonight. No, the Knicks did not keep their first round pick. Goes to Dallas because it came in the top 10 as Henson takes high for 4. So a single and a walk, and the Renegades have the first two batters aboard in the bottom of the seventh. Brings up Aaron Polensky, who has homered, walked, and struck out tonight, 1-2. But the winner of the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes, none other than the San Antonio Spurs. Vibes of Tim Duncan many moons ago in 97. Roddy's first pitch to Polensky, hit in the air right center field. That one's going to get down for a hit. Consuegra fields it on a bounce. Flores coming to the plate. Throw in by Consuegra comes to third. Aaron Polensky with his second hit, his second RBI of the night. He now has 26 on the year. And Hudson Valley back up by three. It's 8-5. So the first three have reached for the Gades in the seventh. Kevin Parada out to the mound to talk with Kubicek. Now the inning continues for Ben Cowles. Has doubled, scored a run, and struck out twice. He is one for three. The top three picks in the draft, San Antonio, the Charlotte Hornets, and the Portland Trailblazers. Fastball high to Cowles. It's 1-0. Swinging a ground ball to short. Fielded there by Berbessi. On to second for one. Easy throw by Kendall on to first. Double play. Cowles hit it right on the screws. 102 miles an hour. With the old school Adam ball right at Berbessi. And just like that, a man at third and two out for Aldenis Sanchez. Righty against righty. Aldenis Sanchez swings at the first pitch, pops it in the air. First base side, Parada mask in hand chasing after it. But it'll land behind Hudson Valley's first base dugout. It's 0-1. Aldenis Sanchez 3-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored in the second, singled in the fourth, and had a two-run base hit to center back in the fifth. Man at third, two out, bottom of the seventh. Hudson Valley leading by 3-8-5. The 0-1 on the outside corner with a fastball. And it's 0-2. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you from Wappingers Falls, New York. Opening game of the six-game series, Cyclones trail by 3. The 0-2 pitch outside and low. It is one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn will have the heart of their order due up in the eighth. Consuegra, Palmer, and De Los Santos. Refuse to say died tonight, have the clones, the 1-2. In the dirt, ball gets away from Parada on a hop. And scoring easily from third is Henson. Kubicek just spiked that pitch in the dirt. Parada tried to play it on a hop, but got over his mitt. And Henson able to score to make it a 9-5 game. Bounced over by the lefty batter's box. And no real good opportunity for Parada to get in front. So bases are empty. Two runs are in. It's back to a four-run Hudson Valley lead. And a breaking ball from Kubicek slips over the head of Sanchez. Kubicek goes down to the dirt. Rubs his hand against the clay on the mound to try and help his grip. A payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Breaking ball away, and Sanchez retired to end the frame. But Hudson Valley adds two more runs on two hits. We head to the eighth, Renegades 9, Cyclones 5 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Another pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Out is the right-hander Bailey Dees. In is the left-hander Ryan Anderson. I think I accidentally drove into the ballpark right behind him earlier today. Stanley Consuegra to lead things off, and the southpaw misses up and away. It is 1-0. Anderson out of the University of Nevada, Reno. The only other guy I can imagine in Wappingers Falls, New York. That would be driving into a ballpark with a Nevada Wolfpack license plate. As Consuegra swings and misses, it's 1-1. Process of elimination, folks. Anderson, 6'6", 225 from Reno, Nevada. Will turn 25 in September, the 1-1. And a breaking ball in for a strike. Consuegra behind in the count. It is 1-2. Get you the numbers for Anderson. After the 1-2 pitch, and Consuegra, a rising line drive to left, going back on it, leaping, and it's off the glove of Polensky and up against the fence. Consuegra on his way to second, and he'll be there standing. A 109.7-mile-an-hour beam off the lumber of Stanley Consuegra, and he will stop at second with a TD Bank double. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 109.7, and yet still nowhere close to his loudest exit velocity this year. Jalen Palmer 0 for 3 in the dirt. That ball kicks to the right of Flores, and good base running by Consuegra reading the dirt ball. Immediately jumps over to third base. So already a man at third, nobody out for Brooklyn in the top half of the eighth inning. Anderson making his 10th appearance, 1-2. A 4.41 ERA, has one save, 17 hits, and 16 in the third innings, the 1-0. Palmer takes at the letters, it's 1-1. Anderson, 17 hits allowed and 16 in the third innings, 3 walks, 19 strikeouts. Tall lefty coming into play tonight. A 1-1. Palmer takes another one on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Anderson, pitching for the first time since Thursday, took the loss against Aberdeen. Gave up an unearned run on one hit in 2 1/3 innings. The 1-2 outside and high. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Final line up for Bailey Dees. 2 innings, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, no walks. Struck out 4. Did give up the home run to Ramirez. 36 pitches, 24 strikes. The 2-2 is low for ball 3. Consuegra over at third. Nobody out. Brooklyn trailing by 4 in the 8th. The payoff pitch to Palmer. Fastball right there. Strike 3 call. Palmer unable to pull the trigger, yelling at himself as he walks back to the third base dugout. Second time he's down looking tonight. First strikeout of the day for Anderson. And there is one away for Omar De Los Santos. 0 for 3 tonight. He has struck out all 3 times. Lefty's first pitch, and De Los Santos laid on the fastball at 91. It is 0-1. Take a look around Major League Baseball in this eighth inning. Anderson's 0-1. Inside and low. It is one ball and one strike. Bottom of the sixth in Baltimore. Orioles a 4-3 lead on the Angels. Ryan O'Hearn, his first homer of the year for Baltimore. Mickey Moniak, the former number one overall pick, his second homer of the year for the Halos. The 1-1. Outside, it is 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, Tigers a 4-0 lead on the Pirates. Michael Lorenzen, Will Vest have combined on a five-hit shutout so far. A 2-1 from Randerson, and De Los Santos hits it on the ground, foul towards the third base coach's box. It is 2-2. Top of the eighth in Miami. Marlins a 2-1 lead on the Nationals. Lane Thomas, a solo home run for Washington, his fifth of the year. Josiah Gray, seven innings for the Nationals tonight. Anderson's 2-2. And De Los Santos, a ground ball back up the middle, base hit center field. Scoring is Consuegra, stopping at first Omar. A 99.2-mile-an-hour worm burner up the middle. An RBI knock for De Los Santos, and Brooklyn back within three. It is 9-6. So a tying run again on deck for Brooklyn. De Los Santos, his sixth RBI of the year. And Joe Swazi takes low for ball one. Elsewhere in the big leagues, Yankees in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. There's been a lot of drama in that series already. Throw over to first, and De Los Santos dives back. Last night, there was some hullabaloo around Aaron Judge home run in the eighth inning. Blue Jays thought he might have been stealing signs, kept on looking back at the Yankees' dugout. The 1-0, swing and a miss by Swazi. It's 1-1. Happened right after Aaron Boone was ejected for arguing balls and strikes. Judge says he was looking back at his dugout to try and get his teammates to stop chirping after it. As Swazi off the hands into right, going back now, coming in to his right, Sanchez. And he'll put it away for the second out of the eighth inning. 1-2 out for Mateo Gil. Popped up the second his last time. He is 0-3. But Judge says that wasn't the case. Blue Jays were suspicious. And then Domingo Herman, who earlier this year seemed to get away with illegal substances. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli was thrown out of that game for arguing. As Gill, a line drive, left center field over to his left, Polensky, and he'll make the running grab to end the inning. Another well-stung ball by Mateo Gill, but Polensky able to hold on to this one and retire the side. One run for Brooklyn on two hits, one man left. We'll pick up that story when we come back. 9-6 Hudson Valley as we move to the bottom of the eighth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
We'll be right back.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Colby Kubicek out for his second inning of relief. 9-1 and 2 due up for Hudson Valley. They have a 9-6 lead, opening game of this six-game series. Cyclones, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 5. Hudson Valley, 9 runs, 12 hits, an error. They have left 5 as well. As Cabrera tries to hold up on the breaking ball away, could not. It is 0-1. Cabrera 1 for 3 with an RBI single. Struck out his last time up in the 5th. The 0-1 in the dirt, it's 1-1. We're talking about the histrionics between the Yankees and the Blue Jays the last two nights. Aaron Judge with the home run last night. Toronto was suspicious. And then tonight, Domingo Germán ejected from the game for foreign substances. He'll be subject to a 10-game suspension, much like Max Scherzer earlier this year. As Cabrera takes up it in, it's 2-1. And former Mets manager Luis Rojas, who's coaching at third base this year for the Yankees, got into a shouting match with a bunch of guys in the Blue Jays dugout. As Cabrera swings and misses, it's 2-2. Someone posted some great photos of Rojas' tenure as Mets manager, of him going apoplectic on some umpires back in the day. The 2-2, and Cabrera off the hands, fouls it to the right. Stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. But the Yankees a 3-0 lead. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, a solo home run, his first of the year. Kevin Gausman made the start tonight for Toronto. Bottom of the 5th in Boston. As Cabrera takes outside, it's a full count. Three and two on the 9-hitter Cabrera. The righty deals, and a breaking ball slips over Cabrera's head for ball 4. Second walk allowed by Kubicek tonight. And the leadoff man on for Hudson Valley in the 8th. Back to the top of the order in Spencer Jones. 4th straight multi-hit game tonight. 2 for 4, homered and singled in the first 2 innings. Has stolen a bag and brought in 2. Struck out his last time up in the 6th. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch to Jones on the ground to second could be 2. Kendall on to second for 1. Berbessi back to first, double play. For the second straight inning, Colby Kubicek dials up a double play. This time 4-6-3. And the leadoff walk immediately erased. Bases empty, 2 out for Eduardo Torrealba. Well, the Red Sox is 7-4 lead on the Mariners. Bottom 5, Justin Turner, Tristan Cassis, Jaron Duran. All home runs for Boston. Taylor Trammell has gone deep for Seattle. As Eduardo Torrealba takes inside for ball 1. Mets having a tough time at home against the Rays. They trail 7-1 in the top of the 6th inning. Jose Siri has just gone deep for Tampa. A 1-0. And Torrealba takes low. It is 2 balls and no strikes. The 2-0. High for ball 3. Looking ahead to the top of the 9th for Brooklyn, they will have 9-1-2 due up for Bessie, Kendall, and then Parada. They trail by 3 with 2 out in the bottom of the 8th. The 3-0, and Matt misses low and away for ball 4. So Torrealba on base for the second time tonight. Second walk of the inning. Here is Antonio Gomez, 1 for 4. Singled and scored in the 5th, struck out his last time in the 6th. But Isak Paredes, a 2-homer night for Tampa Bay. Brett Beatty, a solo home run for the Mets, only tally his 3rd of the year. Torrealba leads off first, breaking ball in the dirt, gets away from Parada. And Torrealba will move up 90 feet to second base. Rematch of the 1982 World Series in St. Louis. Cardinals and Brewers are tied at 1. Nolan Arenado, a solo homer, is 8th of the year. Wade Miley, the starter for Milwaukee, left after an inning and 2/3. Jordan Montgomery making the start for St. Louis tonight. Righty fires. Gomez can't connect. Fastball away. It is 1-1. Bottom of the third in Texas. Braves a 1-0 lead. Orlando Arcia an RBI. Jared Schuster going against Dane Dunning. Is this a ground ball to short? In at two is left for Bessie. Jump throw to first low, but dug out by Palmer. And the side retired. No runs, no hits. One man left on a free pass. We head to the ninth. Brooklyn needs three to tie, four to take the lead. They trail 9-6 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brian Anderson staying out for Hudson Valley in the top of the ninth inning. They have a 9-6 lead. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, don't go anywhere. We'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game two in the series tomorrow morning. All that coming up after the final out. Right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Cesar Berbessi, Kevin Kendall, Kevin Parada, the three due up in the ninth. Continue our look around Major League Baseball tonight. Let you know what's going on before we say goodbye on the play-by-play portion of the broadcast. Bottom of the third, Astros and Cubs tied at one. Matt Mervis, first major league home run for the Cubbies. Justin Steele going against Christian Javier. Cesar Berbessi will lead off, has walked, popped out on a bunt attempt, and reached on an infield base hit, came around to score back in the seventh. Lefty against lefty, Anderson's first pitch. And Berbessi takes a called strike, it's 0-1. White Sox and Guardians are scoreless at the end of three. Lance Lynn going up against Shane Bieber. The 0-1, breaking ball inside and low. One ball and one strike. Reds and Rockies just underway. No score, bottom of the first. Chase Anderson, the former Red, going for Colorado. Brandon Williamson making his major league debut for the Reds tonight. The 1-1, up and in for ball two. Everything else in the big leagues later on tonight. A's host the Diamondbacks at 9:40. Kyle Muller against Tommy Henry. The 2-1. Berbessi off the hands to the left. It is 2-2. The Padres at home against the Royals. Former Cyclone Seth Lugo will go against the righty Brady Singer. Third baseman Cabrera moves further off the line. Here comes the 2-2. And Berbessi takes the snapdragon inside for ball three. Phillies in San Francisco taking on the Giants. That is at 9:45. Alex Cobb will go up against former Met Zach Wheeler. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Tied him up inside at 89. And Berbessi down on strikes for the first out of the ninth. Second strikeout tonight for Anderson. One away for Kevin Kendall. Kendall single to right. Back in the seventh, he is 1-for-4. A lefty on lefty matchup, first pitch. And a changeup across for strike one. Only other game on the docket tonight, Dodgers at home against the Twins. At 10:10 Eastern time, Clayton Kershaw will go against Bailey Ober as Kendall takes in the dirt. It is one ball and one strike. Hudson Valley 9, Brooklyn 6. Bases empty, one out in the top of the ninth. Cyclones trying to spring a rally. A 1-1 pitch, and Kendall off the handle. Third base seats and beyond it out of the stadium. It is 1-2. Mentioned the series will continue at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tyrone Yuley will make the start for Hudson Valley. The Mets' top pitching prospect, Blade Tidwell, will go for Brooklyn, the 1-2. And Kendall swings and misses at the sweeping slider picked up by Flores. Throws on to first to complete the strikeout. And Brooklyn down to their final out tonight. Brings up Kevin Parada. As one of two multi-hit games for Brooklyn tonight, he is 2-for-4. Scored a run. Also clubbed a homer to get the Cyclones on the board in the fourth. And an RBI single his last time in the seventh. And the first pitch he sees from Anderson hammer down the left field line, but this one curling foul. Out by where they're constructing the new Hudson Valley home clubhouse. That one for Parada. Coming off the bat at 99 miles an hour. Thought it would have registered a higher exit velo. The wind, the 0-1 to Parada. Off the end of the bat, foul off the screen. And the Cyclones down to their final out. And their final strike. It'll be Blade Tidwell against Tyrone Yuley tomorrow morning. Cameron Foster against Zach Messenger. And game three of the series on Thursday night. The 0-2 pitch inside and low. And it's one ball and two strikes. Like the catcher, Rafael Flores. And a couple of specks of Heritage Financial Park clay in his eyelashes. Wiping away and his eyes as Anderson tries to record one more strike to end the ballgame. The set, the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a big bouncing ball to short. Waiting on the hop is Cowles. Throw to first in time to get the hustling Parada. And the ballgame is over. Hudson Valley hands Brooklyn their fourth straight defeat. Matches the Cyclones' longest losing streak of the season. As Ryan Anderson records the final three outs in the ninth, retires the side in order. And the Renegades win it tonight by a final of 9-6. Hudson Valley 10 games over 500 with the win. Brooklyn now 9 games under 500 with the loss. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Wilmington, or rather Hudson Valley, wins it tonight 9-6. Back with more after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A tough one for Brooklyn tonight. Offense kept on rallying, but so did the Hudson Valley offense as well, as the Renegades win it tonight by a final of 9-6 with the win. Hudson Valley improving at 22-12. Brooklyn with the loss dropping to 11-20, their season high tying fourth straight defeat. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Jeffrey Colon started for Brooklyn against the left-hander Joel Valdez, and Hudson Valley wasted no time getting on the board in the bottom of the first. Jeffrey Colon jumped ahead of Spencer Jones 0-2, but after a foul ball, a ball, and another foul ball, Jones sent a rising liner over the right field fence. His home run gave the Renegades a 1-0 lead, his seventh of the season. Stayed that way until the bottom of the second. Jeffrey Colon then retired the next four batters in a row, but would not record another out the rest of the way. Aaron Polensky on a 2-1 pitch hit a solo home run out towards the trees and left. That was his team-leading 10th home run of the year and gave Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. Ben Cowles then followed with a double down the left field line, moved to third on a single to left by Aldenis Sanchez. Marcos Cabrera followed with a single to right. That brought home a run, made it a 3-0 game. Then Spencer Jones singled to center, scored another tally, made it 4-0. That would be the end of the line for Jeffrey Colon. Robert Colina came on and was able to end the damage in the second with the score 4-0 Hudson Valley. Brooklyn would start chipping away in the top half of the fourth inning, as Kevin Parada led off the inning, and this was our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Parada flied out to center his first time up. He is 0-1, and he swings and drives one to left. Back goes Polensky to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Kevin Parada, his first home run outside of Coney Island this season. There's the first hit of the day for Brooklyn, the first run as well, and the Cyclones on the board. It is 4-1. For Parada, 100.8 miles an hour off the bat, 382 feet out to straightaway left. And Parada left no doubt about that baseball. That's our play of the game, brought to you by Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. Hal's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Alex Ramirez then followed with a walk, moved to second on a wild pitch. Stanley Consuegra singled to right, moved Ramirez to third. After Jalen Palmer and Omar De Los Santos struck out, Joe Swazi was at the plate. A balk was called on Joel Valdez. That allowed Ramirez to score. Consuegra moved to third, made it a 4-2 ball game. Joe Swazi followed with a base hit to center, trimmed Brooklyn's deficit to as close as they would get the rest of the way. Became a one-run game, 4-3. But stayed that way for only an inning full, as Hudson Valley retaliated with three of their own in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Eduardo Torrealba led off the frame with an infield base hit, moved to second on a single to center by Antonio Gomez after Rafael Flores walked to load the bases. That was the end of the night for Robert Colina. Trey McLaughlin came on the first batter he faced. Spencer Henson hit a sacrifice fly to right, brought home Torrealba, made it a 5-3 ball game after Aaron Polensky walked, Ben Cowell struck out. But on a 1-2 pitch, Aldenny Sanchez, a two-run base hit to center, made Hudson Valley's lead expand back up to 4-7-2-3. Brooklyn would again start chipping away in the top half of the sixth inning. Hudson Valley made a pitching change. Bailey Dees came on, and Alex Ramirez was the first batter that the Penn State alum would face. His 2-1 to Ramirez. Hit in the air, right center field. Back into his left is Jones. The warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. Alex Ramirez, a titanic shot to the right of the batter's eye in straightaway center field. 100.7 or 107.7 miles an hour off the bat, 424 feet. Second home run of the season for Alex, and Brooklyn's back within three. It's 7-4. So Ramirez's second home run of the season made it a 7-4 ball game. In the seventh, Brooklyn continued to chip away. Cesar Berbessi reached on a two-out infield base hit. He would go to second on Kevin Kendall's single to center and then score on Kevin Parada's second RBI knock of the night. Made it a 7-5 affair. Hudson Valley, though, again answering back in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rafael Flores single to right. Moved to second when Spencer Henson walked. Aaron Polensky, an RBI single to right, made it 8-5 after Ben Cowles grounded into a double play. A wild pitch allowed Spencer Henson to score from third, made it a 9-5 Hudson Valley lead. Brooklyn would get one final tally in the top of the eighth. Stanley Consuegra doubled off the glove of the left fielder. Polensky moved to third on a wild pitch. And after Jalen Palmer struck out, Omar De Los Santos recorded an RBI single to center. And that brought us our final run of the game as the Cyclones went in order in the ninth. Hudson Valley wins it tonight, 9-6, the final. Winning pitcher, Clay Aguilar, he improves to 2-0 through three pitches, three strikes to record a strikeout in the fifth. So he records the victory tonight, retired the only batter he faced. Jeffrey Colon takes the loss. He drops to 0-2, gave up four runs on six hits in an inning and a third, no walks and 1K. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors, they left 5. Hudson Valley 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, they left 6. Final time of game tonight in Wappingers Falls at New York, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,748 at Heritage Financial Park. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say our final so long for the night. This one of two other games that has gone final tonight. Wilmington beats Jersey Shore on the road 8-3. It was Asheville 6 and Greensboro 4, the final in North Carolina. Rome leading Hickory 3-1, that game in the bottom of the fifth. It is a slugfest in North Carolina. Winston-Salem has pulled in front of Aberdeen 8-7. And top seven in Greenville, it is the Drive 7 and the Bowling Green Hot Rods 3. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, not going so hot in Flushing. Rays a 7-1 lead on the Mets, top of the seventh. Brett Beatty has homered for the Mets tonight. And how about Josh Walker coming on to make his Major League debut right now? 95th former Cyclone to make his Major League debut, 96th. As Ray Martel, the executive producer on WCBS Sports Radio, pointed out to me earlier, if you include my man whose broadcast booth I'm sitting in right now, Keith Rad, is number 95 officially. AAA Syracuse leading Norfolk 7-5. That game is in the top half of the ninth inning against the Orioles affiliate. Mark Vientos, another home run. That is 13 on the year for him. AA Binghamton has rallied. They lead New Hampshire 7-5 going to the bottom of the ninth. Rowdy Jordan, Matt Rudick have homered tonight for the Rumble Ponies. And single A St. Lucie falling at home to Palm Beach tonight. 8-6 was the final score there. Wilfredo Lara, a two-run homer, is fourth of the season. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say goodbye. Orioles lead the Angels 7-3, bottom eight. Tigers shut out the Pirates 4-0. That is final. Nationals doubling up the Marlins 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Top six, it's the Yankees and Blue Jays tied at 3. Red Sox leading the Mariners 7-4, top seven. Head into the bottom of the seventh. We mentioned Mets trailing 7-1. Top of the fifth in St. Louis. Cardinals Brewers tied at 2. Rangers leading the Braves 3-1. Bottom of the fourth in Arlington. It's the Astros 3. Cubs 1. Bottom 4 in Houston. White Sox and Guardians scoreless through 4 in Chicago. End of 2. Rockies and Reds are scoreless at Coors Field. Everything else later on tonight. 9:40 A's and Diamondbacks. Kyle Muller against Tommy Henry. Padres host the Royals. Seth Lugo against Brady Singer. Phillies in San Francisco to take on the Giants at 9:45. Zach Wheeler against Alex Cobb. And the Dodgers host the Twins at 10:10. Clayton Kershaw, the future Hall of Famer, against Bailey Ober. Our series continues tomorrow morning. Our pregame show will get on the airwaves bright and early at 10:50 a.m. leading up to the 11:05 scheduled first pitch tomorrow morning. It'll be the right-hander Tyrone Uhle to take the hill for the Hudson Valley Renegades. 1-1, a 5.16 ERA. He'll go against the Mets' top pitching prospect, Blade Tidwell, looking to bounce back after a tough go of it last Wednesday afternoon. He is 0-3, an 8.35 ERA. That'll do it for us tonight here on the Cyclones Radio Network. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, our General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Wappingers Falls. Again, your final, the Hudson Valley Renegades 9 and your Brooklyn Cyclones 6. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow morning at 10:50 a.m. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.